It's a literal shotgun. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to the Snoozy Podcast with Ian Levin.
And Shannon.
Those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucking ass?
The machine is dead. Bonkers.
And we're back on the Loose News Podcast. Aren't we?
We're here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. We're physically here and the button is pressed and we have Ryan Danisco with us.
We do.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for bringing me upstairs.
Well, the ghost brought you upstairs, the ghost of the Shamrock.
Oh.
You got to meet him.
Yes, I did. He had chains. He was a ghost of the present.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was very real and very much
Or a ghost of the future in that he is presently alive.
Weird things happen around here.
Yeah. You never know what you're in for at ye old Shamrock.
You never know.
No, you do not.
You have some idea, but right, it can go many ways. And then when there's people actually here, it's a very bizarre cross section.
The problem is that nobody was here, and nobody expected me to be here.
So see, when we pulled in,
we don't treat our guests the way that they deserve to be treated.
I think our guests are almost always here before us.
Almost always,
if not always.
And I would prefer to be here earlier, but
it's
me. Let me know. Wait outside.
Laz doesn't just wake up this way.
I had to stop at
There's
the ATM.
There's a lot of effort
right.
that goes into
I'm
what
not
you
just
say.
Plug and play. No. Yeah, right. I take some warming up.
To even shoot me a text?
To anything. Well, yeah. You were talking to Shannon. We didn't even talk.
Right.
We didn't talk once, so it's really on you.
Well,
even if I made
nine.
Us late.
I was here a few minutes early.
We got here at 9:05, right?
It was close.
It was like 9:04. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, but then we went to the bodega.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. No, we're shitty. We're shitty
we
hosts.
Are.
We're
we
shitty
are.
People.
You're
you know,
fine.
We're not going to be any better at hosting a podcast than we are just living life. So lower those expectations.
It's all bad.
You should see, everybody can see my point. It's just you two in the dark and with your hands crossed.
This isn't dark for me. This is not dark.
I have glasses and I can already can't see. You know what I mean? So I need to read lips. And yours the only one I can read because the one light's shining in your face.
We could turn the light on.
I could talk in a very exaggerated stage way.
I saw this woman on the subway yesterday. She I was with a high level client in the city going somewhere on the subway, and this lady comes on. I couldn't see her. My back is one of these subway like, hey, I'm a single mom to be and my lovely daughter so-and-so and I was in a homeless shelter last night and four women pulled me down and said, you give me everything. So I didn't know what to do. They were going to cut me. But like I said to this client, and I didn't know him well, I shouldn't
have. Next!
I was just like, she's using a stage voice. Like this is such bullshit. He didn't like respond. I'm like, wow, maybe I should just let it go and said nothing. Because she was pregnant. So she did commit.
Yeah.
She did commit, but it sounded so written out.
Yeah.
It is fake, but I shouldn't have said that. I could have just said nothing.
It's New York City, man. You're going to get wackos.
I don't think I've ever ridden on a subway for more than 6 minutes where at least one, whether it's an accordion player or a fucking doo-wop group or some single mom-to-be, something will happen in 6 minutes.
Yeah,
that's like the worst roster of like Grammy nominees ever. The accordion player, the single mom to be.
What a subway. I don't like going down there.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but it just when it's crowded and you can't sit and it's just one fucking weirdo after the other. The newer ones are nice with the digital maps and actually you can really hear them now. You used to not be able to make out the voice. You can really hear it now. They're very helpful. They're almost too helpful. Like they'll give you instructions up the stairs to the left, Fifth Avenue, and they're talking through the next stop. Where, so if you don't know where you're going,
they're like, no guns.
If you see something, say something.
Pizza Rat really helped, raise awareness of the plight of the subway, and they've probably made some changes.
I thought the Warriors movie did that.
Oh, God.
Probably.
New York City was bad. I mean, up until maybe the mid-90s, New York City was just an absolute sewer.
Yeah.
And now it's, I mean, the subways are still probably, I mean, now this guy's going around slashing people. Have you heard about that?
I have seen that pop up on Facebook a couple times.
Yeah.
But people post too many, like, other, like, fight videos that
I haven't seen a video of it.
What's the slashing?
I think, seven now. There's been a rash of, people just getting their faces slashed by, today, the one that happened either yesterday or today was like some 37-year-old dude just slashed a guy. 27. Just slashed some dude in the face.
And this is all a different perpetrator, or this is a slasher?
I'm not sure.
That's what I want to know.
I think the first...
What are we looking out for here?
I don't want to be misinformed, but I think the first handful or few were the same person. And now it's been, like, you know, like the knockout game where now it's just a thing. Now white people just get slashed in the face.
Damn, man. Life's become like a real fucking video game, dude.
People got nothing to lose.
Grand Theft Auto.
Is it the same person, though? If the same person, like...
Well, this one they caught,
what?
So
like,
I...
That guy's well, Subway Ninja.
Do you? He said ninja. Do you guys remember, like... like, was it a year ago when there was a guy that was hitting Asian women in the face with bricks? Remember that? Like, there was a guy that was targeting Asian women.
Where were you?
Before. That's on the dark web.
That's not as deep as I dive.
I mean, every generation thinks that the world's ending and that it's worse, but like we really are in a very depraved, fucking soulless time at this point of danger lurking upon every corner.
It's like saying it's later than it's ever been. It's also more depraved than it's ever been in many ways. But
and it's all out there now, too, with the internet. And when there's something disgusting or violent now, people, instead of either helping or calling the police, film it. Mm. So they take time to film it rather than... seek help.
Should I tell that story about that that thing in Monroe that I told you about in Izzo's basement? You remember that story about the like 12-year-old girl?
Yes.
Saving her dad.
Yeah. You tell, of course.
All right.
Regale me.
Regale you. All right. First, you're gonna get everything. You're gonna get confused because you're starting with the word regale, and I can't even match that throughout this.
That's fine.
4 minutes.
I'll understand everything you say. So that's
here's what I can remember right now after hanging out at the Shamrock and starting to drink a 24 ounce of Old English in a can.
As all good stories start.
Here's what I can remember. It started out. I learned this thing in like basically in the 1700s. Why are you laughing already?
Because I remember the story.
Okay.
No spoilers, Laz.
None.
It's called the Reynolds House, and it was just on sale in Monroe, New York. And here's what I remember. There's a sign outside that says, this patriot, Henry Reynolds, was saved on an assassination attempt by his daughter, Phoebe. So I look up the story, and the daughter, she was 12 years old. And here's what happened. This gang came down from, like, trying to kill Henry Reynolds because for reasons I know that I don't feel like getting into. it's just like patriotism. Like he fought in this one battle, so they were, like, getting him back, and they were, like, this gang that would come down and, like, just kill people.
Like marauders.
Yeah, exactly. They were... Anyway, so...
here's so what happens
in this small house. Are you?
I am.
Okay. So it's the 1700s, right? There's no fucking light bulb. So they knock on the door, this gang. They go, wake up, we're patriots. And the guy, Henry Reynolds, patriot, he wakes up. And he's got his whole family in the small house. There's like four or five kids, and a wife who's pregnant at the time. And he opens the door, sees these guys, and they're like, hey,
This is like drunk history. I'm loving this.
It's close to. So, fucking now, I'm really trying to remember the parts. So, let me think for a second. Here's what happens. Here's the bloody story, right? That's where we're getting back to.
Yes.
Where, right? Okay, so here's what happened. He turns on the light and turns on the seas. He's like, oh, it's not patriots. It's guys who are actually coming to kill me. And they do. They just start, they just like grab him. There's all this rustle going on. And they start hanging him in his own house. In front of his whole family, right? The whole family like comes out. The wife like just faints immediately. His son runs out, and they like one of the guy, five guys. They like push him into a fire, and he's just there burning.
My God,
right. So the family's distraught, and they just start ravaging the house as this father's just hanging there, and the mother's passed out. So the daughter, Phoebe, 12-year-old girl, jumps up, gets like a knife, and like cuts the father down, right? And they see her do this, so they all run back in the room, and they just start stabbing him, stabbing her, like with swords, just in the dark, just like, nah, 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 right? So they think... It's brutal. It's brutal.
I love that's like, the part we all just have a little laugh.
They're like covered in blood. So they grab this dude again, Henry Reynolds, and they hang him back up. They rehang him again, right? And they go back to like ravaging the house. And so Phoebe, who
pillaging,
played,
raiding.
Yeah. Phoebe, like, she pretended to play dead and like gets up and cuts the father down again, right? And at this time, they're, like, really pissed. And they come back again, and I think that they, like, they throw him in a chest and, like, lock the chest. And they, back in the 1700s, they would have, like, people just stay with them who were, like, travelers. They had one of those dudes.
Lodgers and whatnot.
Lodger dude.
Like a roadie.
Lodger boy. They scare him. They go like, don't you fucking make a move or we'll slice your throat off. And so he dies from being scared like 2 days later.
Ultimately, he was hung twice, stabbed with swords.
No,
the roadie guy died.
Yeah, this is how traumatic this whole thing is. This guy dies 2 days later and doesn't get hurt like at all. Just the fear of that thing, just anxiety kills him.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're not even done. So then they just they put the dude in the chest, and they might have stabbed her some more.
Just for good measure.
I assume, yeah. To, like, try and, like, what the fuck, girl? So then they start lighting the house on fire, like, from the outside. And they, like, put, like, a big rock in front of it. So they can't get out. This is all Monroe.
This is like a Game of Thrones episode. I don't believe you. Like,
look it up.
No, I believe you.
So then they take off into the night. Right, they assume like, okay, this better happen.
Yeah, what more can they do? They set the house on fire, right? Locked them up.
These are like the worst, like James Bond villain kind of murderers.
It's like
what next, boss? What do we do? Huh? Should we stab the girl?
It's like the Hateful Eight or Kill Bill, just carnage.
But oh yeah, like that bloody. I assume. I know that it comes down to like 33 stab wounds on him and like 12 on her. Ultimately, because here's how they get...
Bigger, he has more surface area.
Right. They might have missed her a lot.
Yeah.
So, how does she save him? I know she like, gets open the chest, like, resuscitates him back to life. Maybe the mom wakes up at this point, and she, like, runs outside, like, starts getting water, throws it on the house, and then runs to neighbors to finally get help. And they, like, immediately start this militia, like, that night. And they run out and they like kill all those dudes.
How bad at stabbing were these guys? These guys had like the aim of
they're like
some
movie
stormtroopers,
villains, right? Yeah, like movie
right?
villains, right?
Like, just gonna graze you lightly without hitting any vital organs or arteries.
Well,
like,
that doesn't happen in the subway today.
No,
people are getting their face. That's what I was trying to relate it to. I don't know if that's a good story, but
no, that
there's a slight
that makes
parallels
me grateful
that.
For the time that we live in, actually.
Yeah, yeah, because back then you would have just got away with it.
Yeah, and we don't really have many plagues and whatnot either, so there's just so many things now that we don't really have to worry about.
The slight plagues we have get played up by the media to a frenzy, and they're really nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take that any day over sleeping on hay bales and dealing with all that
and
shit.
And showering once.
Free bleeding.
Yeah, God, we
that's the next name of my trivia team.
Free bleeders. Oh, that's gonna be my four girl doo-wop band.
Yeah.
I mean, we have it so fucking easy.
We do.
We really. It's
we're
like,
just spoiled. It's all first
now,
world.
Of course, it'll be easier with as you know time goes on and technology. But god damn, we have everything.
We do.
Would you go back? Would you go back to like 98 and like that technology
as my age, or like back to that age I was in 98?
No, just like what we had at the time.
We didn't have anything. I mean, I guess we had everything but the internet, really.
They have cell phones?
Yeah. He's not wasting
not
all
really.
That time waiting for porn to download.
But you know what? But it's
not.
Funny.
Yeah, you're right.
Funny enough, though, like even like last night, for whatever reason, I was watching that era, 90s, like late 90s hip-hop videos. And in watching it, I'm thinking like, wow, every one of these videos, like there were no cell phones yet. Mm-hmm. Like these people were just focused on what they were doing.
Which was
like, you know, posturing to the camera. It was all staged. But with that being
said, they were present in the moment.
Right. If you see like a concert footage now, is what I mean more so. Like the whole audience is filming the show rather than just enjoying it or being there.
I liked it when women were backing that ass up without having to take a selfie of it.
And by the way, women didn't really get like hot till like the 2000s.
Well, you have to because you have to take pictures of right. yourself.
Because like even the bikini cuts and like the hair and the eyebrows, it wasn't good. I guess at the time you thought it was good. Like if you were a rock star in the 60s, 70s, you thought you were getting good trim, but man, you missed out by a couple generations on the real deal shit.
Yeah, but those people are probably thinking that they don't make them like they used to. You know, every generation is very particular. You know, you can kind of watch people evolve through the history of photography.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, it suited them fine.
I mean, I guess when you look back at the old paintings of like the, you know, like women the size of refrigerators, fine. I guess they, and they liked it. They didn't know any better.
I would go back. I'm taking all that day.
The pedestal you would be sitting on right now.
Oh my God.
She already is. What are you talking about?
I'd have motherfuckers line it up to paint
you
my ass.
You do have motherfuckers. You are the crown jewel, man.
Somehow.
You are the crown fucking jewel. Somehow.
But in a very, very small tiara.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I don't know you outside of these people that we mutually know, but
I do all right.
You could if you didn't lock yourself up. You locked it up.
Yeah.
You locked up the
Someone else locked it down.
Oh, that is what happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about that last week? How that happened?
No. You know what? We didn't actually talk about that.
Well, we literally like fucked and then made it Facebook official like while we were just laying
in coitus.
Yeah.
Mid fucking.
You got a hand free?
Pussy that good, you lock it down.
You talking about him?
It worked both ways. Both ways.
Word.
Yeah. But now it'll move pretty fast. But
all right, good. Man, when's the wedding?
Sometime next year, right?
It's May 6th.
2017.
Mine was very anticlimactic. It would have been cool, but
how did you do it?
I'd gotten the ring. I had the ring for a day or two, and I'm not really good at harboring gifts. When I get something, I want to give it like right away. So if someone's birthday or Christmas, I can't wait. But I had this ring, and we were kind of laying down in bed one night, just like a nice intimate night in our apartment, talking. Something about marriage came up just in passing, and I said, "Well, I have the ring now. What would you think if I had the ring now?" And I said it in a way that I came off like I didn't, or was just saying it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I forget what she said, but I said, no, close your eyes. Take your ring off. She had like another ring on. I said, take your ring off. And then she closed her eyes, and I put the same ring that she had on back on.
Yeah.
I said, will you marry me? And she looked down. She's like, oh, you fucking dick. I'm like, all right, do it again. And then I put the real one on. And it was really cool, it was a very cool moment.
Yeah, you tricked her.
It was a cool moment. But I wanted to put the ring on my dick and make her bob for it like a fucking apple, but
no. Yeah, let's get into this talk.
Yeah. Ryan's like, this is a loose noose, motherfuckers. Give me what I came
right,
for.
Right, you sappy son of a bitch.
Start it up. Welcome Ryan Danisco out to the show.
Yes. And back to Ian's cock. Okay, so you wanted to put it like on the tip?
I mean, yeah, we all know it wouldn't fit, but it's all whack. I mean, it's funny because I know that I'm just fooling myself, but I'd like to think that single,
when you were in bed, right?
We're on the couch or something, but yeah.
You were how old though?
When we got engaged?
Yeah, weren't you like?
Must have been 27. Oh, no, we've been together a long time.
That's what it was. All right, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, we were.
I just pictured you like in a dorm.
No, thank goodness, we were in like an apartment. But there you go.
And okay, so here's a question. Mm-hmm. You're someone that often...
Well, Ryan, feel free to answer on my behalf.
Okay, Ryan.
No.
So what was Ian thinking?
No, I was just... Fuck you guys. Seriously. I was going to say, if you could go back, would you do it different?
Yeah, I would leave her and get a hot chick.
Kylie Lazarus is a saint.
Would I do it differently? No, I think our life has worked out.
You just want to know the question differently or life differently?
The way I did it, you're saying, the way I proposed.
I meant propose, not the life.
Is that something you've been thinking about for
I think women do think about that shit, right?
Like,
well, you never wanted to get married, though, so you probably were you thinking about it? You never wanted to get married.
I wasn't really looking to get married, but then when it
You're
was
still
like,
not.
I am now. But I didn't see it coming, so I didn't really have something in mind. But then I had seen, like, on Facebook and YouTube all the different, like, crazy proposals that were out there. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no, wouldn't it be great if, like, there was some kind of, like, big musical number or flash mob or something.
I'd be so
like,
embarrassed.
That would
be so
you wanted funny. To meet the guy that would do that for you? Well, you thought about that marriage proposal. You were anything about
no,
marriages?
After I was with BJ.
That's the one video of my YouTube channel that's gone semi-viral. I was in Seattle a couple years ago, and there was this flash mob. They're doing Single Ladies by Beyonce, mm-hmm. and it was all these lesbians. And it had turned – I was filming it just because it was cool. And then it was a lesbian marriage proposal. And I was at the Pike Place Market. So I'd written, like, how ironic, a lesbian proposal at a fish market. And
oh,
I wasn't,
my God.
Like, and it's got, like, 20,000 or 15,000, 16,000 views. So I was like, that's the one thing that I have that's that anyone – I've done fucking music and shows. No one cares. But this
all the
bullshit,
things that you purposefully put
right,
out
that I want
to
seen.
That
but that's what gets seen.
I have something like that. I have – you remember – you guys remember Scott Weiland?
Of course.
Of course.
So you remember YouTube? When
remember when you were in the Beatles?
You guys know Scott Weiland? Okay, but do you know
YouTube?
That
was cool. It became the Chris Farley show.
What the fuck?
So
remember when you guys did a podcast at a Shamrock? Yeah, that was cool. All right, Scott Weiland.
I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
So stupid! Stupid!
Oh my God.
This is the second podcast where that's been referenced.
Really?
In a row. Yeah, the last podcast that
might
referenced.
Make you want to ask yourself some questions. But it was... Life choices,
oh,
etc.
Yeah. So when YouTube first came out, like I had downloaded like Live STP from like 2001, and I uploaded it on this username that was like my like AOL username, and I posted them up there, and I just loved it. So it was like 8 years these things have been going on, and they've got. Combined, the two of them have like a million views.
Wow.
What?
You should have monetized that shit.
So, there's things that play before. And like, if you type in like Stone Temple Pilots Rolling Rock, or like maybe Live Rolling Rock, something like that, mine are like the one of them's the most viewed one.
Wow.
Pretty much. And aside from.
So, do you get some type of.
I can't log back in there. I can't figure out the password or anything.
Huh.
And, or even like it might have been like at the time like when YouTube was getting combined with Gmail and like
mm-hmm.
AOL was like deleting its shit. It was like all that like and it wasn't even like the right.
You're frozen, son.
Yeah. So I was like, and it's got like way more subscribers than my own YouTube channel. And like I would be like, oh my God, I would totally like once I saw, I was like, how do I get back in here so I can change that over to be mine? And that way,
is it linked to an AOL email address? You could probably do a forgot password thing and have it emailed to you.
And then that one, I don't even know what like the other password was
for that email itself. So you couldn't even get in to get the password or whatever.
It's so
wow.
It seems so fucked. Like I just like looked and tried, and I was like,
I even had.
That's frustrating. That's very frustrating.
So and then I realized that maybe like a year ago, and then Scott Weiland dies, and then like I look at it
a million trillion
now,
his,
and I don't know how much money he's got. How much many it's got? Jesus, Regal. I don't know how many more it's gotten since then, but I have looked it up after he died, and I was like, oh, then it's all these comments and shit, and I was like, wow, now people are commenting on my fucking thing that I just put.
They
up
were
there.
All like, great videography. I wish I could hire this guy for my wedding.
No, it wasn't anything. It wasn't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's totally downloaded from like a live thing. It's not like
you me. Didn't film it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah,
okay.
No, it was totally like.
Oh, so that's fine. And I could probably live with that then. And if I would have created the content, I'd be a little more bummed. But yeah, at least that helps somewhat. Not totally.
He's like,
totally.
Not really,
dude. Yeah. I'm like not trying to get back into this thing. That's what I'm bummed about is having like it all being forgotten. I can't change. I mean, if I became a teacher, then I'd be like, okay, who gives a shit that I have a million views? But
how
the fact that I'm a comedian,
it's
like
a treasure
how can
box
I?
You lost the key to.
How can I like?
Can you contact take YouTube or Google somehow?
How, I didn't try.
You probably
that.
Could contact someone somewhere. I would guess.
Never give up, Brian.
Fly to fucking LA. Go to Google. show up at their door and demand a fucking password.
Can you imagine showing up at Google's door?
There's your next documentary. There's your next documentary. Like, film the fucking whole thing, the genesis, telling the story on here to going out to California.
How good is your customer service, Google?
Just to get the, just to be the comedian with over a million views on YouTube.
On a video that you didn't even create. Right. There was a guy on that fish market video where I wrote something again, like ironic, how apropos lesbian marriage proposal at a fish market. Some guy wrote, "Fuck you and your stereotypes, bro." Mm-hmm. Like, I was just being cute. I wasn't trying to. I wasn't being hateful. Like, I didn't judge.
That's as cute as Laz.
I love lesbians. I
mean, if they knew what else there was to compare it with, they would be so grateful.
Oh, I mean, on the same channel, look at my ice bucket challenge, for Christ's sake. It's so fucked up. I mean, that's something that you could be mad about.
Yeah.
It was so bad that I didn't even post it when that thing was happening.
I remember.
What do you mean? Yesterday?
I think it's private still. I don't think it's even like public. But when the ice bucket challenge happened, so last summer of 14,
mm-hmm.
I had that Tux character, the Million Dollar Comic. I don't know if you've seen that. So I was that guy, and I put my uncle, who's a comic, in a wheelchair, like shaking, and I ended up like I played this sort of vapid, like arrogant guy, like, "I'm going to cure the ALS," and I poured the bucket on his head in the wheelchair. He's shaking. He's reading the newspaper. And then I take a $100 bill and I just plaster on his wet forehead and said, "Yeah, buy yourself a towel." The guy just cured the motherfucking ALS, whatever I said. And then when it came out, when I did it, I remember like I was so proud. The production value is good. The sound is professional. My friend did it. And then I said, I can't post this. Like, if anyone, God forbid, at my job or any client saw it, like, probably nothing would come of it. But I felt so – it was so bad and mean that it didn't see the light of day.
It's very freeing to just like kind of only be a comedian without having like another real job attached to it.
It must be, but
because it's like you don't. It's like now I can say whatever the fuck I want. This
right,
is what I do.
Well, I hope. I mean, if I didn't, because I don't give a fuck. But this job is that only thread, exactly. Where if I lose this job, I mean, and I wouldn't normally care, but it's a lot of money.
Like, with the things you post, it's kind of like.
I mean, that's true. It's a fine line. It's a fine line.
How bad could it get that it's not getting because
of your job? It's a fine line, especially things I talk about on podcasts or whatever. But for whatever reason, that hit me the wrong way. And I'm in a video. You see me, whatever. It just hit me wrong. Even my wife was like, "It's funny, but I wouldn't. I'm not telling you what to do, but I probably wouldn't post that." So it wasn't. I wasn't that needy that I needed to laugh that bad. I just figured I showed. I emailed my friends privately. They all, you know, whoever needed to see it saw it, and.
All better for it.
You are all better for it.
Dude,
yeah.
You write so dark. When are you like Mr. Nice Guy, though?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you...
is Mr. Nice Guy. That's the problem.
Well, I never claimed that I'm Mr. Nice Guy?
No, but you have jobs, so how do you...
Oh, well... Like,
all right, I'm sorry. I totally asked the wrong question.
You were asking the same question. How do I delineate, you're saying?
The professional Ian Lazarus.
Like, at work, right? I think I'm still probably more over the edge than I should be, like whether it's at work with clients, in boardrooms, I'm still like that weird sort of dark, wacky, negative, jokey guy, but I can curb it where I'm not talking about gang rape or incest. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm still zany, but I'm not
as
dark.
Depends on how long the meeting runs.
Shannon, how often does gang rape run through your head?
When I'm with Ian or not?
And Ian, how much does gang rape run through your head?
As often as possible.
Like, to see it, to be part of it, to get it, which one?
I think to film it with a cell phone in the subway. That's kind of my, my goal.
Yeah.
To catch a gang raping process.
So you're fucking complaining about some lady and her fucking gangbang pregnant on... You just missed that woman's performance 9 months earlier than that. That's all that happened.
No, that's why she was talking at Stage Voice. She's trying to weed out the motherfuckers that did it. Let them know.
No, I am a nice guy.
It would be weird fun if you jumped up and were like, "I'm fucking bitch. I told you.
I told you to keep your motherfucking mouth shut, bitch." Know what happened last time?
Not the fault.
You turned to who are you with?
I don't want to say the company. Acclaimed. Let's just put it this way. It's one of the top chocolate companies you can imagine. And it was one of the head guys for that company.
All right.
Like, big time.
And why were you riding in the subway?
Because we had a meeting in the financial district, and then we had a follow-up meeting on 7th in Midtown, and we didn't want to get stuck in the traffic. we drove down from up here, and they took an Uber, and we all just acknowledged the traffic. They didn't want to take a subway. They were like, "I was like, listen, like I ain't sitting in that traffic anymore. Let's just take a subway."
So, it'd be funny if you like turn to that guy and be like, "Watch, you know I'm a comedian, right?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Watch this," and then you just start yelling at her and be like, "I don't know somehow, but you throw it in there where you're like, I just wanted you to come home with me and eat some Godiva chocolates. Is all."
See, like you, and the thing is, I'm
like
so,
you promote it right there and be like, dude, this fucking guy's awesome.
That's so something I can't do though. I'm not verbose like that. You can do that, I would imagine. I
yo, eat a Godiva, bitch. Like that's like chill out, bitch. Eat a Godiva. That should be the new fucking.
I'm so underspoken. I can't do that. I can't.
Can you put that in there, but just keep bleeping out? Yeah,
I
can. Fucking...
No doubt. We have a bleep symbol on file that I do use. Yeah. For all the guys Shannon is fucked, it typically goes over, right? Names you don't want said out loud.
It's names they don't want out there.
Fair.
Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Fair point.
I'll put them all on blast.
Well,
right
they
now.
Might. They might
name eight of them right now.
Name eight guys you fucked right now. By
and then here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go beep 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 beep.
Name five guys you fucked.
You don't have to.
BJ Schnorr,
that's gotta be it. Now here's the next question, which we'll bleep right now. Name eight guys you wanna fuck. We'll say it's a parody. Go ahead, name them and then I'll bleep them out.
Oh my god, I can't. No.
It's gonna be bleeped.
Because
are there eight guys you wanna
no.
fuck? Of course not.
No, not a one.
Of course not.
Got all I need sitting at home.
It's all in you.
You know what we're gonna do though? Edit the part where we go, now aim eight guys fucking rearrange it. And then put in like and then go back later.
Okay, here's another one. Name eight comics that have tried to fuck you.
Mm.
Go ahead, name them.
How do you know?
Because that's not your fault. You can say them. I'll bleep them. Go ahead.
How hard did they try?
Either any sort
yeah,
of
yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. How hard did they try? What do you think?
I want to hear how hard.
No. We have to tell her. So.
Oh, okay.
A guy that's actually said to you, "I want to fuck you."
Okay.
A comic.
They're not actually necessarily like in person or
yeah,
trying.
Yeah. Text,
like,
messenger.
I wish I could. Fuck
go ahead.
You.
Name them.
We should beep it out and then be like, "Have I said that?"
BJ, obviously.
Fine.
He said that. He said, "I want to fucking." I'm kidding.
No, but it was.
Are you forgetting some? I can go. Hasn't.
Oh yeah, both.
I mean, I think that's eight, right? That's probably.
Oh, that's way past eight.
There's so many more, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, but it's again, there's a difference between someone just flirting with you or hitting
saying,
on you
I
and
want
saying,
to fuck
that's what
you.
We were saying.
You.
We were going to ask her who's gone as far as this.
Okay, so how
those
many
were the people that right. straight up said?
Okay, so then right, I have all those people pretty much made it clear I want to fuck you.
They all made it clear,
right?
Yeah.
Has any of them hypnotized you ever?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, asshole members.
Oh, yeah, that's all getting bleeped.
Well, the names
yeah,
are.
I can't wait to hear.
Wait, you want the whole segment?
No.
Come on.
No,
it,
no,
it was satire.
The names.
You didn't really even say any names. It's just long beeps.
Oh, it's
yeah,
going to be
true.
So funny. I'm laughing because I'm hearing, like, you go, beep, beep, and you go, huh? And then you can be like, yeah, he tried.
Don't forget this beep.
Yeah.
Don't forget beep.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget
no, because so many of these people are in relationships, and BJ's hit list is long enough.
Right.
We're good. I mean, yeah, there's dozens more where it's not like...
In real life. Oh, comic-wise,
yeah,
that you know would.
Yeah.
Well,
they
I mean,
just haven't put it in such a...
It also seems
way.
Like look, all dudes are, but male comics are some thirsty motherfuckers.
Mm.
Oh, you know, how about...
Oh, yeah.
Has he said it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's another one.
He said it right at my roast. He's like... And right. I'd really like to fuck you, so have some more drinks.
Right. Well, now you've narrowed it down by saying roast. Was it Ross?
No, he's one of the few that has never.
Right.
But.
Y'all fuck you.
Oh, thank
would
you
fuck
Ryan.
Her? You'd fuck her, right?
Probably.
All right. Should we bleep that out, that answer?
You can do whatever you want. Okay.
including fuck you?
I'd have to, no, I'd have to start flirting with you.
Take a number, get in line.
Yeah, really. The Shannon train is full right now. Gotta make a couple stops and have people get off.
Yeah, I'm not like...
I've destroyed enough relationships lately, so... Oh.
That wasn't your fault.
Yeah, well.
Let's pack that again, somehow.
Yeah, you want to take a break?
Let's take a break, and we'll be back on the Loose News Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Oh, man.
Loose News, come out to podcast. Loose News, come out. Loose News, come out to podcast.
Now say it together. Ready?
Loose News, come out to podcast.
All right.
And we're back.
Marvelous.
Eighth Warriors reference in tonight's show.
Yeah, not even counting the theme song that we stole shamelessly.
Is it a theme? I have.
It's one of the, you know.
Or is it just like
it's dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Doof, 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 doof. Fucking heavy, you know.
No,
wah pedal.
No one can see, but Danisco is just like holding on to darts right now.
I forgot. I realized I was doing that, and I had to put him down.
He's gonna cut our faces. It's like he's all full circle.
We found the slasher.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't maximize our pool and dart time on our break.
No. We can.
I'm not a big fan of billiards.
I prefer darts.
Darts is quicker. Darts is definitely quicker.
Except that last one is frustrating. It's hard to get that, whatever that last one is.
You're right. If you play a certain way. But
cricket.
Yeah, you can definitely get, we'd have to check. We'd have to really time, with like, I'm talking like a fucking amateur. I think pool takes forever.
Agreed.
I don't like pool, but you can always scratch like the fucking 8 ball or whatever, and the game's over if you play 9 ball.
If you go by real rules,
right?
Well, I guess darts gets messier because you could just have somebody just miss the wall,
right?
Completely and just fuck up your bar.
I think darts takes longer. I'd say
it depends.
You've got to get everything 3 times.
Yeah,
you have chances to get triple.
Either way,
more chances to get triple that's every a good point. Fucking that's time a good point. Than you have to get three
it's,
balls
it's
in a row.
It's all skill, right. That's a good though. Point. Like, if you're playing with two unskilled people, yeah, it's going to turn into, like, the monopoly of bar games. But when you're with talented player, I mean, it's, like, it's over before you even had a chance. For me, anyway.
If you could, you think it'd be easier to, what would be faster?
Clear a table or...
Two blind people playing each other. Two blind people playing pool and two blind people playing darts.
Pool, you, darts for sure.
And you have...
I think you pool have, would you'd be have to, easier.
Yeah, but they have to hold the step. No,
if you
way
just
harder.
Let them go, if you just let them go and you just say, hey, you just aim here forever, then you're bound to maybe
so
get it. You have true. No idea.
They don't know what ball they're even hitting.
Yeah, so but if you... All right, so that's... easily darts wins that one. But go with somebody narrating like, hey... Move around.
How about,
closer, you know what I mean?
It's, how about somebody armless? Think about that. Pool or darts? Pool. An armless person, right?
You don't know. All right. Why do you have to be an armless person? Why just can't you be like, legs only?
Oh, fine, legs only.
Now I'm picturing somebody like really sad stumbling.
Level. So am I.
But
no, I'm like, picturing chin, not even legs, I'm picturing chin. Like pushing those balls with their chin.
I want to see.
Like Shannon does. Jesus
Christ. I've pushed balls from more places than that.
As we all know now.
As we all know now.
Now this joke's taken on a scent. So.
Not the scent you'd expect.
Ryan, have you ever shoved your balls in a girl's vagina?
No, and have I asked? Yes.
You've been denied at the gate.
Obviously, I went in there knowing it wasn't going to
Why would... Was it a goof? Why would
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I'm doing a bit right now.
No, when it comes to ball stuffing, you ask forgiveness, not permission. First mistake.
First
you
rule
ask,
about
wait,
ball
wait,
stuffing.
What did you say? Say it again.
She's saying it's better to ask for forgiveness than
permission.
Just shove them fuckers in there.
Yeah. No, you said the other way. Did you say permission than forgiveness? Or just... Wait.
What?
It's heavy drug and alcohol use week on the Loose News, folks.
Obviously.
Loose News.
Oh, God. You know what I mean.
You know what she means.
Which right? one did you say? Permission first? Go it's, with permission or go with...
It's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Go with the ball.
Just go balls first is what she's saying.
Yeah. Just do it and then explain yourself later.
I'm feeling myself like getting trapped inside of a person if that ever happened. Like I feel like it would like it'd be like on the surface and then it'd be like
yeah.
Like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a threshold. Fucking like a pod.
The vagina has and then it
at
now.
At that point it's serious.
Yeah.
And then coming out like I'm crossing my legs right now and that even hurts.
That's what I say. It sounds painful. I don't want my balls in anything except my pants.
I mean if it was something wider than if it felt
you haven't seen Shannon. Let me ask you this, Ryan.
Like, if I'm dipping into this the candle, then, there's fire.
Blow it out first.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I don't think more anybody's vagina is just like that.
But what do you think, Ryan?
I don't know. You can go like...
Get a speculum.
Like, I'm doing the opposite of... I'm doing like... I'm with my hands in opposite of the vice grip.
How right far now. It can stretch isn't really even...
No,
it's an indicator it's of the how balls, tight it is.
No, but the balls
it,
are like so soft. That's closed? The issue. The yeah. balls are soft.
Oh, when it...
fuck are we talking
it's a
about?
Sphincter. It's a muscular ring of tissue.
Yeah,
so
I'm
it's like
feeling that just like pinch.
No, I'm sure that. It would probably.
I can't see any real benefit to that. There's nothing good about having
dude,
your balls in the
that,
vagina.
There's people me. That hang themselves and jerk off. And we're talking about just a little like tug on the balls.
Okay, so. That's a rush. That's like a rush they get yeah. of adrenaline. Yeah.
I still have my dignity.
That person's an
that.
Adrenaline
this goes
junkie.
Back to like high school. I'm sorry. Never mind.
What do you think? I was going to ask you. What is the strangest thing that you've done to or with your balls in your life? Anything come to mind?
I'm only thinking about like accidentally cutting them one time.
Shaving?
Yeah. No, with scissors. Tried to cut them off, man.
I don't know, man. All kinds
you don't know
of things.
Your life. You could be crossing a barbed wire yeah. fence. You could be doing all manner
no,
of things.
No, no.
Yeah, like military crawls. Who the fuck yeah. knows?
What is
landmine? It? Well, that wouldn't be cutting, I guess.
Yourself?
My balls? Fuck, that's a great... Well, I mean, the awful picture we talked about last week.
Jesus, you asked me a question, and I didn't know the answer, and then I ask you, like, what about you? And you go, man, that's a great one.
Well, I'm not one of these people that just asks questions to hear myself speak. I wanted to know your answer.
And then I go back to you, and you're like, but you maybe forgot that I... That, and you're like, oh, wow, where did this come about? Jeez, good question.
Oh, yeah, good question. Good thinking.
Whoever came up with this is a genius.
Write that one down for
brilliant
next week,
man,
too.
Man, I'd like to meet
this
him.
This is the preview right here. That's the preview of the fucking thing. What's the strange thing? Oh, dude, I don't know.
I don't think I have an answer to that.
Me neither. I don't know. What? If Shen, if you had balls?
If I had them?
Oh, that's such a ridiculous...
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be a girl and be like, whoa.
I'd send them
like,
into outer space and fucking walk on Mars and shit.
Yeah.
What kind of answer would that be
it
for anyone to...
It wouldn't be.
Not.
But you could say anything is my point, because it's hypothetical.
Yeah.
If I had balls,
you're not, yeah.
I'd probably do all kinds of weird shit with them. When I
if
think about
I
the weird
were
shit.
A boy,
yeah.
I'd play with balls. My balls, put them on your forehead, and swear that they'd never come off.
Shannon, come play that? With your balls. Yeah, I'd do all kinds of weird shit with them. I do weird shit with my pussy. Why wouldn't I do weird shit
okay,
with
then
balls
what's
if
the,
I had
like what?
There
like
you,
you can't flick balls. That wouldn't turn a guy on.
I never took that approach. What have you heard?
There are dudes like, though. No, there are dudes that like their balls being played with or sucked or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not
but
one
not
of those dudes.
Flicked necessarily.
Not flicked. Well, those fucking S&M guys, those
yeah,
slave
some
guys.
Of them. But
have you ever had anyone request you to like hurt them like that?
There was one guy that was kind of like. Goth and he had like well no there's two of them no wait no more yeah I've had guys that were into that in varying degrees the more it was always the goth kind of guys that were most into that. And I mean,
how many goth do you know that you're like
that goth guy?
Name. All right, here we go again.
Three goth guys
three
you fuck
goth
now.
We're going way back. Yeah. We're going way back in the way back machine. This is like. Circa 2000, no, like 99, and then 2002, kind of, you know, in that range. Not mm-hmm. current. I'm not
well,
current.
Clearly.
Yeah, but no, there were some weird goth guys, and they were
all. We
want to
let everybody
that.
Know that Shannon's only 18 years old on this show right now. So
she started young. Well, she was scissoring. You didn't listen to the last one, I'm guessing. She was scissoring at 6 with other girls. Was it 9 or 6?
No,
6. It was 6.
It was starting, yeah, around
she
six
was pussy mashing with bitches at 6. What do you think of that, man?
That's my other trivia name, Pussy Mashers. I got free bleeders, the free bleeding pussy mashers.
Oh, well, there's the name of the episode. Thank you, yeah. Ryan.
Free bleeding pussy mashers. Oh, jeez.
And that's us.
Yes.
That is us. We are the free bleeding pussy mashers, and I'm fucking proud.
I'm so proud. I want to use this as my team name for everything. Everything. God, guys, somebody like lock down that domain name quick.
If we become like a sketch troupe or an improv troupe or something, where that's it.
Absolutely.
Come see our show. You just hand out business cards and run away. Come see our show. Come see our show. And then they're like, I think they were saying come the other way.
Fuck.
And it turns around. It's like the free bleeding pussy masters. Improv.
Oh, good. Ryan's about to get higher. That's perfect. That's just what we need.
What's the price to get in? $6.99.
Oh, man. Yeah. Never would have put all those words together. But
now they are. It's now in the ether.
They'll never fully come apart again.
Hey, listen. You said it. I just did that thing with like the picture where I just like take the one half and put the other half and I close them together and be like, oh, then it's this free.
Yeah.
Free bleeder pussy.
You hybridized it. It's a thing of beauty. It's
harmonized code. Cool.
Yeah. So I don't even know what my question was.
It was about balls.
Something.
It's always about fucking balls. We have
it's
to venture out past balls.
S&M. Yeah, I had some weird S&M guys.
You had a guy that, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not, Ryan, she had a guy that had her strap on a dildo and fuck him in the ass. And she did it.
How many other girls did that to him?
Well, who knows? I know I was the first.
You were the first?
Yeah.
Well, she was 10.
Oh.
No, she wasn't 10.
Okay. You threw me out there.
Because you know what? You could have been. That's the thing. It's not
well,
that
it? I don't
disbelievable.
Know. I don't know when this was, but like this guy could have.
But it was me last week when we were recording.
Any age, he could have just faked it and had like, I just bought this thing. Why don't you try it out?
She,
but he just gets a new
in fact, he wanted to use yours and you wouldn't let him.
Mine.
Right?
He kept trying to use.
Well, did
mine.
You use it? You had a full on.
No, just the dildo part, right? You didn't have a strap on.
So what did you do?
You owned a strap on before that?
You said strap on, Ian.
It was a strap on.
Shannon, was it a strap on?
It morphed into one.
It morphed into one.
What does that
finally
mean?
Finally, kind
she,
of.
What I think she's saying is she owned a regular dildo,
yeah.
And she had to buy a harness for the next dildo.
I didn't buy one. I didn't spend money on it.
He bought one.
I have friends
did you just
that
use
run
fucking
passion
rope?
Parties and all these various things, and it's very easy to get one of those.
So you shoplifted a fucking harness, a cock harness?
No, because they used to do these, and then they have a box full of sex toys from the sex toy
You're
parties.
You're like, hey, can I borrow one of these and some bleach real quick?
Basically.
Good for you. You've lived a life. My sex life is
what was the noise?
Very vanilla.
You only regret the things you do not
That's
do.
Correct.
Was he like, yes, yell your name?
He wasn't an old miner, first of all. Yes!
You are correct, sir.
Dig deeper. Like,
I want all of it in me.
Oh, Christ.
Give me it all.
Different guy. But
do you think BJ would let you fuck him in the ass if you wanted to?
No.
So he has his limits for you.
No.
Even for you.
Mm-hmm.
What if it meant you'd break up with him? If not, would he break up with you?
Why would he be so dead?
If the only thing that could sexually satisfy me was me screwing him in the ass with a strap on.
Would he let you do it?
There'd be some real long, serious talks first. I don't know. I feel like he would maybe try it.
Like me with the tampon. Yeah. Oh, not quite that much, right?
Or maybe not. But I feel like part of me wants to say he'd give it a try.
He doesn't want that lifestyle,
though.
Salvage
the relationship,
right.
And then would quickly change his mind and be like, I'm sorry, we have to break up.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. I got to say, I think he'd do it.
I don't think so.
I think he'd do it.
I think BJ would say goodbye.
That'd be his line.
I think it would.
Right.
I think that would be the line in the sand.
How good do you cook?
pretty well.
So you didn't get the name by accident?
No.
It's fucking horrible. What? Just kill me. Fucking dick. Douchebag.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'd do it. What about... Okay, so... Would you do that for a girl that you were madly in love with, Ryan?
No. I don't... No. No. No.
Like, you're going to marry this girl.
I went like... No. First of all, I hope that that would... That shit would come up before the marriage.
You hope so. You hope.
You figure.
Sometimes girls like to spring it on you.
Like, Shannon, I hope you don't bring this up.
They wait for the ring and then...
Oh, I would do it on the honeymoon. First night.
Was it March? May? Hold on. Let me go back. May 7th?
May 17th.
May 6th. Yeah, so bring it up May 7th. Hey.
By the way, this is what I failed to mention.
That's what I said. First night on the honeymoon. That's exactly
honeymoon's
what I
over.
Yeah. Be like, I brought something that I thought might make this more interesting. No.
It would be so funny if you just like were on the, you guys are looking at each other and it's only you and hopefully like the direction somewhere else on stage and you just go like.
I say stuff like that to him all the time just to fuck with him.
Oh, all right. But you like. And then, like, all night, like, at the party and stuff like that, like,
it starts to turn into, like, when a prisoner passes another prisoner, like, coming out of the shower and just
give him a fucking shot in the fucking thigh as he walks by.
Every time I walk by, you
go, fuck you, motherfucker.
I'm gonna wreck that ass.
And you just, like, write him, like in the cake, ASS.
Like, write it in soap on the mirror in the hotel.
I'll just point to the cake and mouth. Your asshole, and then just start fisting the fucking piece of cake. That's what I'd do. And then licking my hand.
You're next.
Yeah. No, I don't pull any punches.
No,
with that.
No, you do that.
Like, I'm needy, but now you know how needy, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Yep. That's
all right.
That's how
we'll
I can
we'll
see
cross
this
that bridge when we come to it.
What about you? What if Kylie told you that that's what she needed?
I don't think so. I mean, the only way that
what
I
if
would...
your kids told you that's what
yeah, then of course, of course, I'm a great parent, and that's I'm there
why
for
don't
my
you
children.
Love mommy anymore?
Mom told me what she needed was.
We're so stupid.
I'm trying to think. Like, okay, for example, here's
you
the only
have a broken ass or a broken home.
Here's the only thing that in my brain I'm picturing even remotely entertaining the thought would be if like a 10, like a smoking hot chick that I am pursuing or haven't fucked yet, somehow
wanted to stick this
something. I can't imagine like a full strap on dildo.
Not that bad. I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like you got to get this size eventually.
He's showing like a pinky sized object, by the way, listeners. Yeah. I mean, for that kind of thing, I guess, but I wouldn't like it
for one finger. I mean, come on, that's the love of your life. But we're talking about like
a strap on dildo
sex
getting
with
fucked
you with a strap on.
What
in
did
the
you
ass.
Like? Nah. How? All right. How long did this go on for?
That relationship?
The, no. The fucking, like, how many times did you do it to the guy or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, only
a dozen,
a handful,
six.
What does a handful of times mean? There's no fucking. Thing.
You can't hold on to that sort of textile there. Six times.
Yeah, I'd say somewhere.
Wait, this.
Like.
And he was already
shouting. So this is just with that, or we're counting other times with just me holding.
Oh, I was thinking the strap on.
Just the strap on. Just, like, okay, that was only like
wait 6 times separate. I'm talking. I want to know like minutes. Like how long?
How many minutes of your life have you been fucking a guy in the ass? Right. That's more or less what he's asking, right? How much of your existence on Earth has been spent fucking a guy in the ass, prison style? And follow-up question.
Two hours.
That's a long fucking time, son. Wow.
And that's not fingers, though. That's actual...
No, that's strap-on time.
Only strap-on time. Okay, no less.
Half hour?
45 minutes strap-on time total.
So 2 hours of fucking guys in the ass with objects, though.
Yeah.
Fucking
and that's not including
guy.
Fingers.
Or, okay.
Now... I think I have a couple questions. One of them is, was it like...
Great. I can't wait to hear him. No, here we have Marty the Magician, the Millionaire Magician.
The Millionaire Magician.
Marty the Millionaire Magician.
That's me. Was he like dog style or like laying on his back? Were you missionarying him or dog styling him?
Doggy style.
Oh, thank God.
Every time. consistent. He had his spot on the bed.
Or car.
No,
or
there were other times where...
Garden.
Yeah, with the...
Standing, bent
there
over.
There was other times where he was laying on his back and he lifted his legs up far enough that it...
It's so gay. Did he ever blow the thing on you? Did you ever go on his knee and blow it?
No, no.
Was he hard during this?
Yeah.
Did you reach around him and jerk him off while doing it? Well, of course you did.
If you're going to do something,
if you're going to have a hand free and you're like...
Wow. Did he come?
Yeah, that gives me... The strap-on gives you two hands free so you can give him a reach around and hold a cowboy hat at the same time.
Oh my God. What were you singing?
Nothing.
Oh.
Silently humming.
At that moment in your head, were you thinking, like, I kind of want to die right now?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't really enjoying it. You couldn't have... No.
First of all, doesn't the straps chafe the inner thighs a little bit? And
you know, those strap-on harnesses are not built for...
They're not for the faint of heart.
No, and not for girls with a girthy ass like mine.
I thought those were made for, like, burly lesbians, though, which, right? They're girthy.
I know you'd think.
He bought the man version. No,
I'm kidding. He bought the fucking man version.
So you fucked him with your own dildo?
No,
a couple times, right?
Well, yeah, in the beginning.
They crossed fecal matters.
No. Once it was in his asshole, it was done.
It was his. Yeah. That's yours now.
Well, that's why I was like, listen, if this is a thing for you.
Right, we're going to go shopping.
Yeah, because like I'm sick of having my things destroyed.
I don't want a bitch using my toothbrush. I can't even imagine my dildo.
I don't want to find remnants on my fucking...
Just on your fiance's balls. That's the only place you really want remnants.
So then
we all know.
He
missed that story. Listen to last week's Loose News, everybody.
Man. Shit Dick Schnorr, they call him.
Shit Dick Schnorr. There's a new sheriff in town.
Oh,
geez. Gelatinous. What was it? Stringy, gelatinous.
Brown, stringy, and gelatinous.
Right. Beautiful. That should be in your wedding vows. Like, you should write those words somehow into your wedding vows. And then fuck him. Like, I think as soon as you, like, say I do, his life is now hell. If it's not already. Ass fucking, bullying, you know, gelatinous fucking string cheese things that are brown.
But what did any of those ones have to do with BJ? Only the last one.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's not.
No, we talked about you threatening him, though, about fucking him in the ass. So just make his whole, like, he's always going to be on eggshells. Like, what is she going to do to me next?
He knows I'm just
for
kidding.
At least a year. Give him some material to work with.
Right.
Well, I keep him on the edge of his seat pretty much all the time anyway.
You kept other guy on the edge of his seat. Fucking idiot ass cannon. What a moron I am.
Well, you know, sometimes you make sacrifices in relationships.
I just...
Compromise.
I don't know. I guess my sex is very vanilla because I just like the base. I've said it before. Even on here, the basic shit. I mean, yeah, I'm a little freaky and whatever.
What's
the
weirdest thing that either one of you is into?
Like,
that's like not the norm.
I don't know. I'd have to like get into it to know.
Well, what have you done though that you think is outside the norm? We should ask him questions.
Or something that you'd want to try that you haven't done, but you've seen it and that's like something you're into.
Oh,
it could be anything.
Jesus.
Like, do you like titty fucking a bitch?
It'd be cool. I don't think I've had a chance.
You haven't?
Really?
No.
I'm trying to take them out.
They're nice.
It's a loose news.
It's a loose.
How about, what else? Have you come on a girl's face?
No.
Have you two bitches at the same time?
No.
Been part of a devil's threesome?
Dude, I'm going to have the worst fucking stories. I'm going to be the worst crowd worker.
Have you gotten
this.
A girl on the road pregnant? I don't know.
How many girls have there been?
A handful.
That's the 45 standard minutes. Unit of measure on the loose news. It's either a handful or a shit ton.
Nice.
At all given times.
That's funny. That's it. That's the two choices. Handful or shit ton.
Yep. All right.
We're a shit ton of handfuls.
So, and you're how old?
28.
Oh, you're a baby. No, you've got a lot of titty fucking ahead of you.
Thank you.
I see good things.
Just
for
most
you.
In most cases, I've done it a couple times to a couple bitches. Like, it's so boring for them, and you know it. At least, you know, at least in my head, it was like they can't be in this, right? I mean, I'm sure you've been titty fucked. I'm sure.
I can get into it, but I like it better, like if he's laying down and you're kind of like teasing him.
Yes, that's different.
And then you can kind of like slide down, and it's like,
that's not titty fucking though.
It can turn into it.
If my
that's
part
how
of the
I
table
start
starts
it,
to raise,
usually, is I'll just like slide down so that it just ends up there, and then I'll end up kind of going up and down and then yeah, push them together and then turn it into a whole thing.
Yeah. I can see that getting entertaining.
Yeah.
But the other way, it just seems aggressive.
It is. Yeah. It doesn't seem enjoyable for the lady.
And I always feel like it's so stupid and porn because so many times when they do it, the girl's moaning. Wearing these strands of necklaces. I'm like, why the fuck would you put that on her?
I've never noticed that.
Titty fucking is in like the agenda for today. Like, because it's just ending up like it's causing a whole thing. He's
continuity is really involved now.
Yeah. No. No necklaces. We don't need that.
I'm not a fan of jewelry in general. I don't ever need a necklace. Pearl.
A pearl.
Yeah, both idiots.
That's obvious. We're just jumping.
Like, it's like that Doug Stanhope joke where he's talking about, so I'm titty fucking this girl, and she's like, how's that supposed to feel good for me? So I said, right before I come, I'll stop punching you in the face. Oh. And that's Doug Stanhope's titty fucking joke.
Nice.
Yeah, told on the Loose News by an idiot that butchered it.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Whatever.
Yeah, dude, you're millionaire magician.
I'm millionaire Marty magician guy comic. Sort of.
Marty the Millionaire Magician.
All right, so I'm pretty vanilla. I mean, I've done some I've done probably weirder stuff to the girl than I've had done to me, I'd imagine.
What's the weirdest thing shoving stuff in a bitch? Done to a girl?
I've talked about that. Shoving, like, I think with my ex-girlfriend who was on here. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about it on here or we didn't? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I would put objects in her vagina and she had to guess what it was. All
right. How many did you get right? Well, like,
not too many.
How long does she have to guess?
I don't remember the logistics of it. I was 18, but
did you like rub it along her thigh?
No, just in the cunt.
To feel the...
No, I mean, I don't remember exactly, but mostly... just went,
hopefully it doesn't make
like,
that noise.
You went like this, man. Feel like a dick? Nope. All right. Feel like a dick? Nope.
No fish.
You're the old maid.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was one thing. I just like standard.
How many? What'd you shove in there?
A treasure troll.
Feet?
No, the head.
The hair?
Yeah,
hair?
The hair. A mag light, a wiffle ball bat, cucumber.
A mag light?
Yeah. Not the huge cop size one.
To see if it would light up?
No, the back end, the butt end.
Well, I know. You're doing all of these backwards.
Was she was like a doctor at that point. I don't know. I assume doctors put cold things in there.
Yes, they do.
With a mag light, would you fucking like...
I don't think
you're ready for the next one?
I don't think I thought it through that much. I just did it.
You stick the troll in by the head and flashlight in by the
I probably put them all in both ways.
What
got
was
bored.
The other one? You said something else.
Wiffle ball bat. Like cucumber.
Like a used one?
Yeah, I guess. I don't remember.
Dude, that's just been in the dirt.
So
with
was her
kids
cunt.
Kids all over it.
We had no kids. That was like my personal bat.
Go ahead.
That
was
your
ahead,
personal
go ahead.
Bat.
I can't remember cucumber.
She kept going with the game after
Well, we dated for over a year.
How do you not see a wiffle ball bat coming in the room? You're going to know which one that is.
You said for over a year, so over a year.
I don't think it all happened at once. Although, to be honest,
I thought you were like,
next, next, next.
Oh, that's what I envisioned.
Oh, no. There were certain times, multiple things. Certainly, the game wouldn't be fun if you just did one thing.
Remember this one?
Here's a blast from the past.
Even if you get it right, you've already lost.
There's no winners here.
There's no winners here.
Because she even said, and I felt awful. I didn't even realize this when she was on this podcast in this very room when she's like, well, I just did it because I thought you liked it. I was like, oh, I don't want to hear that. Not that I expected her to like it, but that's kind of a shitty thing to hear.
Well, you didn't get like thinking about be like, all right, what else can I do?
It's like when a stripper tells you that her uncle molested her. It's like you keep that shit to yourself.
All right, now how did you come up with the ideas for you to be like?
I think it's just you hang out long enough, you smoke enough pot, and you just come up with shit. You've
so
fucked
both
every
you
hole.
Combine, both
I don't
combine.
Remember. We can call her. You want to call her right now?
I find that things can go from zero to sticking objects like, in a twat very like, fast.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't take much to get there.
I can call her.
I don't want to talk because I would sound like an idiot, but I do want to fucking find out.
I'll call her.
Hi. What's her name?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
And?
I'm here with... Hey, Cindy. This is 104.7.
Nice.
With... Yo, Cindy, this is DJ. Yo, Cindy, this is DJ.
Ryan Dizzy.
No. What was the name before? Yo, this is DJ Free Blood.
Oh, Free Blood Vagina Smush, Cunt Smush?
Free Bleeding
Pussy
Mashers.
Pussy Mashers.
No, I don't.
Cunt Smush, what the fuck?
Smushmitten.
This is DJ Cunt Smash and Captain Blue Freeblood.
Yo, this is DJ Cunt Smash, and we're going to do... Blood.
This is going out to all you free bleeders out there, baby, in the night.
I was going to try and tell her that she was a listener on our radio show.
And she just wouldn't know somehow.
And be like...
Unbeknownst to her.
And be like, yeah, are you from... Hey, is this Kylie?
Is that bad?
Jesus, what's her name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Hey, is this Cindy from Freebush?
Freebush? Free bleeder? Free bleeding?
Listen, unbeknownst to you, you can win $100 right now if you just say the nastiest shit you ever put in your vagina.
Oh, let's call her.
I can't fucking do it. I really need to set up for this. I really need to set up for that. All
right, well, we have time. A little bit.
You think that'd be funny, though?
Of course.
If it'd be like... Dude, it should be like... This DJ... do you listen to fucking thing? Be like, yeah, I listen to that. And then be like...
Or if it's say, do you listen to the Loose News podcast?
Do you listen to this? Well, fuck, baby.
We gotta do this.
Well, fuck, baby. You're about to win $100.
All right, here's what we're gonna do.
She goes, oh my God, no way. Oh my God.
I'll text her while we
tell talk. Us right now. What's the nastiest shit you ever done for? What is it? Do you wanna say it?
Girl, what's the nastiest thing you ever done for? What's the nastiest thing you ever put in your pussy?
There you go. Or had put in your pussy, or either, you know.
For $100, what's the nastiest thing you ever put in your
Who's going to pay her that? I'm not paying that. I've already wasted money on blow that was fucking half empty. I'm not paying for shit.
No. Well, all right. Then here we go. Is she ever going to listen to this?
Well, why not? Especially if she's on it.
She will?
I don't know. How do I know?
Well, then we just take her saying these words. We just take her saying these
isolate.
Clips. Yeah. We just take her saying these words and be like, there's that one time this guy tried to, and we just put in like, this guy. I don't know how she talks.
See, but again, if she knows now, it's obviously loaded. She's going to know.
Yeah.
I texted her, so it's...
What'd you say?
I just wrote, yo. All
right, okay. And then, yeah, if she doesn't come back, we're like, yo, we're thinking about having you on for some clips. Or we could just have any girl just do it.
Yeah.
Who can we call?
My mom?
Call your mom. Here, let me take a quick...
All right, hold on. Listen, we'll take a break, figure out what we're going to do, and then come back. So, all right, guys, we're back. Real quick, DJ...
Pussy Masher.
DJ Pussy Masher,
DJ
Mr. Ryan.
DJ Pussy Masher. You know me. Ryan I came into Nisco. Your house the other day. I gave Christmas presents to your kids, man.
I pay your bills. So anyway,
they were lovely.
We're going to call a friend of mine that
fuck
lives
your
out.
Bitch.
And he is going to ask her what the strangest thing she has ever had inserted into her pussy. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this...
This is... Hello.
Hey, you know who this is?
Oh, dear.
You know no, who it tell. Is. You know it's DJ Pussy Masher down over at the Loose News Podcast. You listen to us, right?
I have been known to once or twice.
Hell yeah, girl. Well, guess what? You one of our followers, and you about to win $100. Can you believe that?
$100, okay.
Yeah, we about to pay your bills, girl. Tell us, tell the podcast I'm about to pay your bills. Tell her, tell the listeners, we about to pay your bills.
Okay.
We gonna win $100. You ready for the question of the day?
I am ready for the question of the day.
All right, girl. It's strange, but kooky. But listen up, all right? What
okay.
is the strangest thing a man or woman has ever whoop in your huh?
Okay, but the question is, which huh are we talking about?
How many huh's you got, girl? Call me.
Oh, God, I don't think I've got a good answer for that. I don't think I've got anything fun other than the usual choice.
Well, that only worth $25.
Oh, I'll take $25.
Okay, we're going to pay your gas.
Perfect.
All right, well, keep it plain, keep it simple.
Thank you.
You be good.
Thank you, too.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, you might recognize my voice. This is DJ Pussy Masher down at the Loose News Podcast. How you doing, Dick?
What?
Yeah, you know it's me. You know what's about to happen? You about to win $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about to pay your bills.
Yeah, I got them. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Well, you ready for the crazy cuckoo question of the week? I said, are you ready for the crazy cuckoo question of the week, motherfucker Dick?
I'm ready, motherfucker.
Here it come. What's the craziest thing you ever put in your asshole, motherfucker?
Oh, shit.
You put shit in your asshole? That's crazy. You about to win $100. We keeping your lights on. Thanks, Dick.
Hello,
Jordan. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is DJ Pussy Masher down at the Loose News Podcast. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah, man.
Listener of the week. You about to win $100. You excited?
Yeah, all right, man.
Hell yeah. Hey. Who, tell everybody, tell the listeners who the podcast is about to pay your bills.
Loose News.
The Loose News Podcast is going to pay your bills. All right, buddy. Now, here's the question. The crazy, kooky question of the week. What's the craziest thing you ever put in your asshole?
Huh. Actually, you know, I could tell you a story. I had a doctor shove his hand up my ass once. And, you know, most people... You go to the doctor, they may get a finger or two up the ass, but the doctor shoved his whole hand up my ass once.
Oh, my God. Like a whole fist?
My process. Pretty much. Pushed against my prostate with one hand and then took a cup in his other hand. And I had to fill up the cup. But he filled it up. He pushed on my prostate to fill up the cup.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That wasn't too fun, but it's pretty much the craziest thing that I had shoved up my ass with the doctor's hand.
Well, man, we about to pay your therapist bill instead of the old light bill, okay, my man? You be good. Yeah. We'll send you. Stay on the line.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, man. Thanks.
So just to cut in for 1 second, we're going to call my tranny. What would you?
Trans.
Is transvestite not like a cool thing to say now?
Transvestite.
We'll call my friend that lives in San Francisco who lives an alternative lifestyle to have him on this game show. So here we go. Sandra. I don't know. I mean, it's Mike or Sandra. You can ask.
Ian?
Hello. Who is this?
Am I supposed to answer in my drag name or my real name?
You can just answer in your name that you want to talk in the rest of this conversation with.
Alright. This is Sandra. Oh, no, she didn't call him.
Hell yeah, we know it is. This is DJ Pussy Masher down at the Loose News Podcast. How you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. You about to do better, because here's what's about to happen. You about to get our crazy kooky question of the week. You about to win $100.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I definitely need it, though.
Yeah, you do. Tell everybody the podcast about to pay your bills. Sandra, tell us.
Yes.
I'm about to ask the question again. We're going to do it again. Sandra. Sandra,
yes.
Tell us the name of the podcast that's about to pay your bills.
It's the Loose News Podcast.
Hell yeah. All right, Sandra. Here's a crazy question of the week.
Okay.
What's the craziest thing that's ever been put in your booty?
Oh, it probably has to be the end of a champagne bottle.
The end? Which end? The bottom end or the top end? The pot that goes pop or the pot that goes nothing because it don't make a noise?
The part that goes pop, I'm not that experienced. It was many years ago.
The experience.
With my ex.
Okay. Crazy. Was it New Year's? Because that's the only reason to have a champagne bottle or anniversary.
No, it wasn't. It was the middle of the summer in Berlin, Germany. My ex and I went away to for a nice little romantic getaway. Got a little bit too carried away, I guess.
One of them July 28th. I know it very well. Okay. you want to win $100 and another $100?
Sure, why not?
All right, we're going to ask you another crazy question. Who the sexiest man you know on the podcast community here?
Oh, it's got to be Ian.
No! You're wrong. Oh, yeah. You don't win that $100.
It's Ian's dad, actually.
I told you.
Well, I mean, I might have to give you 50 for that. Thank you. All right. Sandra, stay on the line. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
You want to home stretch this shit?
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right, here we go. It's the it's the home motherfucking stretch.
Could you have stretched that out anymore?
That's what I do.
We've just stretch had an excitement of the past. How long was that?
It feels like forever. I have no
idea. It feels like a lot. I feel like I did a lot. My abs hurt from talking like that.
No wonder black guys have great abs.
That explains it.
I put a lot of bass and tried to just channel my inner Charlotte DJ at that moment.
Yeah.
Because they be paying bills down there. They be paying motherfuckers.
Yeah, we called some people and one of your friends, but some people in my contacts for some... what's the weirdest thing that's been in one of your orifices questions? Orify.
The one girl answered...
Sounds like it should tell you the future.
Which hole are we talking about?
Which one, which means...
It's our pussy's got a circus in it.
Which means she calls them both. Ooh, like, whatever they said, like, she calls them both that. She's had fun with both of them where they both got...
Oh, naked. I know she's had... I don't know. Knowing her, I can imagine she's had fun with both of them.
Me and my pinky have no
clue.
She's
the one that... I can't give that a fact out because she wants to stay anonymous, but she lives a very fun lifestyle. In fact, most of my friends live pretty cool lifestyles.
Yeah, it's the same way you can tell, like, when somebody smokes weed. Like, if you ask, like, do you smoke? And then they go, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way.
Like, I don't do drugs. I just smoke
butt
weed.
Stuff. It's right. Like, if you ask and you say orifice and they say, which one?
Shit's you know what? Down. Well, the one didn't answer us. Well, obviously the guys did, but... The girl, the other girl.
Well, the first one was... Who?
First one said which one. The next one said...
She had a broom, a Harry Potter broom.
Yeah, but I just went, huh, and then she answered. So
which was so appropriate, and she had no idea.
Right.
And but she didn't specify which, either.
I think it was the vagina.
I'm thinking vagina.
I think it was the vagina.
Probably a vagina.
She went back to the year she did it, too.
Well, so did
Do you remember my? She went. Do you remember my time in middle school?
I often mark time by what's been in my vagina.
Well, Sandra did too. He's like, oh, back in Berlin, we got a little carried away.
Was that pre-potato, post-potato?
Yeah, he had a story. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was not rigged. So that was all just organic shit. Oh, the one guy had the doctor's fist.
Yeah.
My other friend in California. A lot of my West Coast people have done so. They're all West Coast people, in fact.
We had to
because it's late.
It's late.
I mean, we're not going to talk about this at 6 p.m. with those fucking...
That ain't dinner talk.
Yeah.
Pass the potatoes. What's been in your ass, Mom?
We're at a men's club. What are we doing at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, no, I've ruined many a dinner party in my day.
Go on.
No, just saying, not like putting things in me at the dinner party, inappropriate conversation. Just talking about stuff. So.
Right.
So now I podcast.
Does BJ's like parents or whatever parents he has in the earth left? Are they alive?
They're both alive.
Okay. Do they?
What a way to answer. What a way to question.
Do they listen to any shit you say on podcasts?
I don't think they've listened to any podcasts. They've both seen video of my stand-up, so they know what they're dealing with.
But that can come off as satire in a sense where you're sort of...
And they follow me on Facebook. So, I mean, yeah, I think the podcasts are a different level. Like, I wouldn't want them listening to the podcast.
But they might.
They might someday.
In the divorce proceedings.
Yeah, all of this is going to be fucking evidence someday. All of it. The unbleeped version of everything. No.
They're going to subpoena me. Remove the beeps. Well, I deleted the files. Remove the beeps. What beeps?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
We need to do this ASAP.
Yeah,
we're gonna be editing this till 3 a.m.
I'd rather my own parents listen to this than them, probably.
Right.
Although, I don't know. BJ's dad is pretty cool. Like, it's just his mom I wouldn't want.
Is he strap-on dildo on the ass cool?
You know, we're going to see probably by the next holiday season, they'll be comfortable enough to really let those kind of things just...
All the gifts under the
tree.
How
does it get that far, though? How does it get from a finger to, like, no, I want you thrusting?
Because you're dating a gay guy, that's how.
Kind of.
Would you, like, do nails and shit, too?
Do each other's nails?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you meant, did you put a nail in his ass?
No, no. No to both.
All right.
Yeah, no, it was a slow progression, but... Still, I should have probably...
No, he drove a Ford F-350. I didn't expect a thing. And a cute little Mini Cooper he had, too, on the side.
I wish I could date guys that drove cars.
So when you were fingering yourself in a car, was that your own car?
Which time?
When the cop was watching.
Oh, yeah, that was my car.
Of course it was.
Were you in the driver's seat?
No, I was in, like, the back with the seats down, so it was, like, the big Jeep back.
You got to listen two episodes ago.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the car.
The Alec Vanacore episode.
Oh, shit, I should have just got way back. Yeah, I heard there was a lot of jizz talk in that one.
Was there?
No more than normal.
I don't remember
jizz talk. Probably a lot. It probably seems like a lot to him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's about standard for here. This has been a very clean episode for us.
Tonight?
Yeah. I think.
I don't think that.
Sorry, I'm just not dirty.
No, I think this has been pretty clean.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I said hoo-hoo instead of fucking.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
True. I sent Blue Waffle on stage the other night. Last night.
We ended an episode with that.
Did we?
Yeah, someone hadn't seen what it was and we said,
look
it up.
Right.
No,
that's right.
Scared the shit out of them.
Remember which one that was.
Yeah, no, I told someone that they had to look up a Blue Waffle.
Yeah, I mentioned it on stage. I don't know.
Oh, that was probably Alec because it was the Canard Blue. I'm sure that's why. Who, maybe. Knows? Who the fuck knows?
You're making a lot of strange sexual connections.
All right. So, Ian, Shannon, what's my one new question?
Yeah, we don't really have that segment. We haven't lined that up yet. But maybe
you've asked me a lot of new questions tonight, so it's
good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll have to take a pass on the formatted one new question and just stick to...
Okay, here's a one new question. If you could have sex with... the person of your choice, any living person, will have consensual sex with you. You get to pick them. But the only way you can have sex with that person is if they're in, like, a mascot costume with just, like, a hole cut out so you can fuck them through it. So you don't get to see them or really touch their real body. You just get to fuck them through a hole.
Oh.
But know that it's that person.
See, I almost started cracking up laughing because I thought you meant, like, the person I'd be fucking was the it was a mascot
no.
of the person.
No, no, no.
Like no, anybody
be,
you want.
They'd be, like, in a giant chicken mascot. Costume or something ridiculous like that.
That is crazy. Would I do that?
Yeah.
There's no downside. Like, why not?
Yeah. But are you faking me out? I mean,
well,
like,
yeah, you never really get to know if it was them or not.
Well, then why would it be them? Think about it. Like, you're picking
where,
a fucking...
Where the fuck do I lose,
the chance?
Shannon? Where do I lose? The fact that I get pussy from a mascot or the fact that I get pussy from a mascot for the person that I want to have sex with?
It could be an AIDS bitch. You don't know. You don't know who it is in a sense.
It could be your sister.
See, that's dark. See, that's... All right, you want to go that way. You can go like
it's your dead grandmother.
Give me... No, like, wait. The person has to be a. The person. Wait,
I think you'd be able to tell if the person was dead. You can't be a dead person. It's supposed to be a living person.
Yeah, there's never not been screams. All right. God. Could turn me up. I can hear.
Well, you're too far away.
All right, I'll get closer.
Oh, it's probably a stupid question.
No. All right. Let me.
It
listen.
Just would be like you'd have to fuck.
No, you're
a
just
costume
right,
that's like grotesquely weird and
no,
like unnerving.
You're saying
other
you're
guys
saying,
jizz on it.
All right, then you've changed the question. Then you've gone from you can fuck any person you want, but they gotta be in a mascot.
So you might be
to,
fucking anyone.
To this is a mascot. You gotta fuck it. It could be the person you want or the person you don't want it to be. You got 50-50 chance.
But you don't.
At best,
you're, you can
maybe
never be sure.
No, it's,
you can never be sure. Because they bring them in the suit, and then you take them out in the suit.
And then it's just like, what, like fucking Fight Club? We just don't talk about fucking chicken mascot fucking we've done? There's a logic in that. Give me the best pussy in the world, the top 10 pussy in the world. And then you just go, yeah, one of those might be somebody related.
It's like
to
Russian roulette. It's
yeah, good. Yeah. At that point, you, top 10 dicks in the world. Hey, one of those. Are your dick.
Or how about, I guess, what if.
But you don't have to take them all. You just got to choose one. You can only choose one, and you never know. You
right. Like, so know. They're in one of them.
Yeah.
Or so.
So one, in the right. mask, we got 10 mascots. One of your sister. All the pussies are out.
How about this? Hey, how about this? 10 mascot costumes. Nasty. Whatever. 10 mascot costumes. 9 are filled by Victoria's Secret models. 1 is an AIDS bitch, and you got to fuck them raw dog. You have to fuck all one of them. No. You pick one. So you have a 90% chance of not getting AIDS.
You don't
AIDS.
Get to get near them. You don't get to test them out. You don't get to touch them. You're gonna
you just
them.
Get to stick your dick in them.
That's it? That you, but from what
you're not going to make love to a mascot.
You just... Oh, so you go, oh, the Syracuse Orange Man, I like to fuck that one. And then they take it off and you go, I guess I got lucky.
No, they don't take it off. You just may never know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you have to never know. Until you're dying.
Until you're done. When you're done, you find out. So you do find out, but afterwards.
Oh, well then, yeah, you get 90%. I mean...
But that 10%?
The mascot's the hardest part. See, all I was thinking was just like a hole in the wall.
Like a glory hole. Fuck a glory hole. Okay, no, well, that's fine.
No, because that's the other part of it is like the big, weird, like super not sexual mascot costume.
I mean, a hole in the wall is not overly sexy either.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, no, you set it up. Set up is the best sex of your life.
Looks fine from my
That's
end.
How it guaranteed. Guaranteed. 100%. No 99.9%. Guaranteed. Best sex of your life. Any one of them. Yeah. We got a girl that has AIDS that can fucking fuck like a rock star.
That's how she got it.
What about like if you're blindfolded and you're getting the best head of your life and
yes.
then halfway through it's a dude?
Oh.
Do you stop him?
I thought you were going to go relative again.
Ooh, I like that one.
Like it's amazing head. You feel great. You're relaxed. You're almost seeing God. It's that good. And then you get unblindfolded halfway through and it's a dude.
Why would you take the blindfold off? If it's
because
just
that's
like,
part of this
put
fuck
the blindfold
you challenge.
Back on.
That's part of the challenge? Like, no, you're like, your eyes have to be open and then it's
no, you have to just be like alerted to the
fact. Obviously
facts.
Know something's up. Obviously something's up. No one's surprised to trick you with like the best blowjob of your life.
No, you're just in a hotel room or something and you're like tied to a bed for some reason. And something starts blowing you and it's a dude.
Do I stop? Yeah.
Homophobe.
Would you?
I think so.
You'd keep going?
I think I'd stop.
I don't think I'm a homophobe.
Of course not. I think I'd stop. Sure, it's a dude. He's a fag.
Is it long hair or
short
hair?
I'm a homophobe. Does that matter?
Sure, it does.
I mean, you can know right away.
Oh, I see, as far as like detecting it. Okay. You got a problem with like full like post-op transsexuals? Would you bang a girl who used to be a dude?
You really need that to come up. Jeez, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it would come up. Would you do it?
If she opened with that?
Well, it wasn't ever hidden. It's just, hey, you're hanging out with someone. They're a you know, former man.
They're a former man. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
But you said fuck.
Fuck. Would you fuck? Would you end up fucking that? Would you not fuck that person because
He's like,
of that?
Yeah, no, I'd hang out with them.
Yeah, no, I'd not fuck it. Yeah.
You'd fuck that synthetic pussy? Like,
no.
So you wouldn't do it?
I'm looking at you right now and thinking,
you
want to
fuck?
If you turned into a woman.
But I wouldn't look like this. I'd be a woman.
You wouldn't look like that. But because I knew you, even if I didn't know you.
You didn't know the person. This is just some, you see the finished product.
Then maybe I already have, and I haven't even fucking known it.
Maybe I already have.
But would you fuck a girl that got dick?
Would I? Would I fuck a girl that had a dick? Like a chick with a dick? Or would I fuck someone that used to be a girl and is now a guy?
Yeah.
I can't see you caring about that in the slightest.
The latter.
I don't think that would have an effect if I found the person attractive. I'm doing whatever I want. You know, if I'm single.
Well, attraction.
But in that same question, if you were blindfolded and getting head or whatever, you wouldn't stop a chick if it was great, right?
No.
That's yeah, you're the wrong person to ask.
Stupid talk.
Next question.
I'm spent. I'm questioned. I'm literally. My question load has been shot.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. I came up with that on the fly, and it wasn't even a formulated question.
2 hours of crankiness.
I know.
Lights on.
Laz is really, this has been a rough go for him. Forgive us.
Normally when I would record with Dalton, it would get to that point, like the last 10 minutes, I just wanted to strangle him, and I would just be kind of like tapped out. Do you have anything you want to ask us before we go, Ryan Danisco? Laz or Shannon?
Why don't you come on our podcast and ask us questions?
Anything that you want to know about us, ask it now.
Let's turn me talk down. About me.
I'll get close. Turn me way down. I want to talk. There we go. Thank you. This is how I should talk the whole time. You want to start it over now that I found the place to talk to? What did we talk about?
We talked about it all.
We got to murder, which is this is calm. This is a calm loose news. Hello, everybody. Yo, everybody. This is DJ Pussy Masher at the Loose News Podcast. You know what you in for? You in for murder and slash and talk. You in for what goes up your asshole talk tonight? And honestly, we're going to find out who's trying to up in Shannon's little hole.
Or hopefully we'll not find out.
Can I do this review every night? Every time? Can I just come
you could sum the episode up every week. Yeah.
What else you in for tonight? What else?
Like the narrator in one of those old children's shows. Well, kids.
Like Doobie at the end of Romper Room.
Let's get ready tonight. Yo, this is DJ Pussy Masher at the Loose News Podcast. We have Ian Lazarus with Shannon Cook and Ryan Danisco. Get ready for some stabbing talk, some ha-ha up in Shannon's hoo-hoo talk, and some... and other talk what we call...
other talk!
We getting into it tonight. We do history. History. We talking history about stabbings.
You're paying people's bills.
You know what it is. It's a Loose News Podcast, and we paying your bills, ladies and gentlemen. Theoretically.
How about you? Why don't you do this?
What?
You could sign us off. Give us a Loose News sign off for our listeners. And don't forget to mention Facebook and Twitter. No, we don't have Twitter. What do we have?
Facebook.
That's it. Facebook, subscribe, Stitcher, whatever. They get it.
No, I don't know whatever. What's the other ones?
We are on Stitcher, iTunes, More Like Radio, and like us on Facebook.
Yeah. What's the new radio? More Like Radio?
More Like Radio.
iTunes, Stitcher, More Like Radio, and what?
Facebook. Subscribe, like, rate.
All right, lower me down. I'll get louder. Lay. That's where I want to start. Lay. Turn me up. Turn me up in the headphones. Turn me up
Eminem
on
over
it.
Here.
Turn me up in the headphones here. Or turn me down, because this is the end of the Loose News Podcast. We signing out tonight with your favorite Loose News podcasters, Ian Lazarus and... time to turn off the Loose News Podcast. That's all. I don't want to say that at the beginning. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our Loose News. Don't laugh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Loose News Podcast. You have been listening to Ian Lazarus and... Lazarus.
You had it. Yes.
Liam Azarin.
Adele Dazeem.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the end of the Loose News Podcast, and you were listening to Ian Lazarus and Shannon Cook. This has been our guest, Ryan Danisco, and we have talked a lot of shit tonight, and you know that happens every weekend. I don't know.
I want to do one more. What else did I say? Oh, yeah. Welcome us on Facebook.
Welcome to our outtake reel, folks.
What is it again?
Don't forget to subscribe to us. Do not forget to subscribe to us on Facebook, like us on Stitcher, and don't forget to follow us on the We Are Radio podcast.
You can't subscribe to Facebook. You don't like them on Stitcher.
On the We Are Radio.
We Are Radio. We have pussies mashing. What is blood flowing.
Blood bleeding.
What is it?
What do you mean? Stitcher? Like us on Facebook.
Subscribe
to us on iTunes or Stitcher.
And
tune in Monday nights on More Like Radio.
You keep giving them more information to remember.
Well, we're walking along.
I got it. All right. Start up again. Take one.
We never stopped.
All right. I'm going from the beginning.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yep.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the end of the Loose News Podcast. This is DJ Pussy Smasher, and you have...
He doesn't know his own name.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the end of the Loose News Podcast with your host, Ian Lazarus and Shannon Cook. I have been DJ... Whoa, 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 ladies and gentlemen, that has been the end of the Loose News Podcast with your host, Ian Lazarus and... Shannon.
It's an S.
Lazarus. Lazarus.
With Liam Labyrinth.
Liam Adele Dazeem Lazarus. Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the end of the Loose News Podcast with your host, Ian Lazarus and Shannon Cook.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been DJ Pussy Masher.
What?
And do not forget to like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on Stitcher and iTunes, and don't forget to listen to us on Monday nights on the More Like Radio. Fuck yeah, we paying your bills.
Yeah.